Chapter 53. They came late the following morning, ensigns flying and half the crew smartly turned out to stare at the Ocean Venturer. The foam fell away from the bow to a gentle wave. The beat of the engine slowed as the Canadian destroyer eased to a stop on a parallel heading 200 yards to the south. The radio operator came up to Pitt and Heidi, who were standing on the bridge wing. From the captain of the destroyer, HMCS Huron. He requests permission to board. Nice and courteous, mused Pitt. At least he asked. What do you think is on his mind? Asked Heidi. I know what's on his mind, replied Pitt. He turned to the radio operator. Extend my compliments to the captain. Permission to board granted, but only if he honors us by staying for lunch. I wonder what he's like, Heidi murmured. Who else but a woman would care? Pitt laughed. Probably a spit-and-polish type, cool, precise, and very official, who talks in Morse code. You're just being nasty, Heidi smiled. You wait, Pitt grinned back. I bet he climbs up the ladder whistling Maple Leaf Forever. Lieutenant Commander Raymond Weeks did nothing of the sort. He was a jolly-looking man with laughing gray-blue eyes and a warm face. He had a pleasant ringing voice that came out of a short body with a noticeable paunch. With the right stuffing and a costume, he'd have made a perfect department store Santa Claus. He leaped lightly over the railing and walked unerringly up to Pitt, who was standing slightly off to one side of the welcoming committee. Mr. Pitt, I'm Ray Weeks. This is indeed an honor. I was absorbed by your work on the Titanic raising. You might even say I'm a fan of yours. Charmingly disarmed, Pitt could only mumble, How do you do? Heidi nudged him in the ribs. Spit and polish, huh? Weeks said, Beg your pardon? Nothing, Heidi said brightly, an inside joke. Pitt recovered and made the introductions. It was, to his way of thinking, a wasted formality. That Weeks had been well briefed was obvious. He seemed to know everything about everybody. He expounded on a marine archaeological project that Rudy Gunn had nearly forgotten, even though he had been its field director. Weeks was especially solicitous to Heidi. If all my fellow officers looked like you, Commander Milligan, I might never retire from service. Flattery deserves a reward, said Pitt. Perhaps I can persuade Heidi to give you a tour of the ship. I'd like that very much. Then Weeks' expression turned serious. You may not be so hospitable when you learn the nature of my visit. You've come to tell us the ball game has been called because of political rain. Your vernacular is most appropriate. Weeks shrugged. I have my orders, I'm sorry. How much time have we got to retrieve our men and equipment? How much do you need? 24 hours. Weeks was no fool. He knew enough about salvage to know Pitt was conning him. I can give you 8. We can't bring up the saturation chamber in less than 12. You'd make a good merchant in a Turkish bazaar, Mr. Pitt. Weeks' smile returned. 10 hours should see you through. Providing you begin counting after lunch. Weeks threw up his hands. My God, you never give up. All right, after lunch it is. Now that's settled, Commander Weeks, said Heidi. If you will follow me, I'll show you the operation. Accompanied by 2 of his ship's officers, Weeks trailed Heidi down a stairway to the work platform inside the center well. Pitt and Gunn turned and slowly made their way to the control room. Why the VIP treatment for a character who's kicking us out of the park? Gunn asked irritably. I bought 10 hours, Pitt said in a low voice. And I'm going to buy every minute I can to keep those guys below working on the wreck. Gunn stopped and looked at him. Are you saying you're not discontinuing the project? Hell yes, said Pitt earnestly. You're nuts. Gunn shook his head in wonder. We need at least 2 more days to break through to Shield's cabin. You don't stand a prayer of stalling that long. Pitt smiled crookedly. Maybe not, but by God, I'm going to try. Through the heavy veil of sleep, Moon felt someone shaking him. He had remained in his office around the clock since the Ocean Venturer had moored over the Empress of Ireland. Normal sleeping hours were forgotten, and he took to catching up on his sleep with short cat naps. When he finally opened his eyes, he found them looking into the grim features of the White House communications director. He yawned and sat up. "What's the latest?" The communications director handed him a sheet of paper. "Read it and weep." Moon studied the wording. Then he looked up. "Where's the president?" "He's speaking to a group of Mexican-American labor leaders out in the Rose Garden." Moon slipped on his shoes and hurried down the hallway, pulling on his coat and straightening his tie as he went. The president had just finished a round of handshaking and was returning to the Oval Office when Moon caught up with him. "More bad news?" asked the president. Moon nodded and held up the message. "The latest word from Pitt. Read it to me as we walk back to my office." "He says, have been ordered out of the St. Lawrence by the Canadian Navy. Granted a 10-hour grace period to pack the suitcases. Destroyer is standing by." "Is that all?" "No, sir, there's more." "Then let's have it." Moon read on. "Intend to disregard eviction notice. Salvage continues. We are preparing to repel borders. Signed, Pitt." The president stopped in mid-stride. "What was that?"
"Sir?"
"The last part. Read it again." "We are preparing to repel borders." The president shook his head in astonishment. "Good Lord, the order to repel borders hasn't been given in 100 years. If I'm any judge of character, Pitt means what he says." The president looked thoughtful. "So the British and Canadians have slammed the door." "I'm afraid that's the verdict," said Moon. "Shall I contact Pitt and order him to break off the salvage? Any other action might provoke a military response." "It's true we're walking a tightrope, but good old-fashioned guts deserve a reward." Moon suppressed a sudden fear. "You're not suggesting we throw Pitt a lifeline?"
"I am," said the president. "It's time we showed some guts of our own."